You see, when I was a boy, and we all did our homework, and the weather was always sunny, and we were never rude to our parents, well, back then, I used to practice the bassoon. But it wasn't easy, and sometimes I preferred to read a book. One day, I plopped the bassoon down on the bed and said, "Stupid bassoon!" And to my surprise, the bassoon spoke back. It said, "Who's stupid? I don't like being called stupid, and I don't like being played badly either. So I have a plan. I am a magic bassoon, and quite capable of playing myself, thank you. So you read your book aloud to me, and I'll play music to suit the story. Everyone will think you are practicing." So I read the story, and this is what it said. One day, the woodsman said to his son, Paul, "All the trees in the forest are dying, because there is a spell on the king of the trees, the giant oak. Without trees, we will die too. We need the trees for wood, for fuel, for air, and for shade. You must find the giant oak and lift the spell cast upon it. To help you, here is Alfred. He is a magician and knows lots of tricks." Well, Alfred didn't look very helpful. He was a roly-poly little man with big baggy clothes with lots and lots of pockets. They set off through the forest, and before long noticed that all the trees looked sick and wasted. No animals played under the trees, and no birds sang in the branches. They realized that they were in an enchanted forest, and that there was an evil spell upon the place. On they went, until they came to a great big space where the trees were all dead. In the middle of a great plain, they saw an enormous tree, and around it danced hundreds of strange-looking people. It was the king of trees, the giant oak, and around it danced the sorcerers and evil magicians of many lands. They crept up close where they could watch without being seen. When night fell, many of them went to sleep, but others kept guard while a group of Scottish wizards in tartan robes performed their dance. Paul didn't know what to do. But Alfred had an idea. "With all that dancing," he said, "they must be thirsty. If I could put something in their water barrel to upset them, that might help." From his back pocket, he took a flask, a little brown bottle. "It's my medicine," he said. He covered it with a bright silk handkerchief, said some magic words, and uncovered two bottles. He did it again, and there were four bottles. Soon, Paul was running backwards and forwards, emptying the contents into the water barrel from which the wizards were drinking. Soon, the sprightly Scottish tune they had been dancing to sounded like this. Thank you. Soon they were so tired they fell asleep. Paul and Alfred ran out to see how the spell worked. They found that another tree was growing up all over the giant oak. It was a giant strangler fig tree, and it was slowly strangling and choking the king of the trees. Paul broke a bottle, and with the sharp pieces he slashed at the roots of the strangler fig. But it held on tighter than ever. But Alfred, who was older and wiser, tipped the contents of the water barrel all over the ground. The strangler fig thought it was water to drink, and true to its horrible, selfish nature, slurped it all up, not leaving any for the giant oak. Just like the sorcerers, the strangler fig began to lose its grip, and bit by bit its long, thin, twining branches relaxed, and it slid to the ground, dead from alcohol poisoning. Paul and Alfred ran forward and climbed to the very top of the tree to wait for sunrise. When the sun rose, they saw a wonderful sight. The mist was lifting, green buds were sprouting on trees that had seemed as dead as furniture, and little birds were singing. Oh, those wizards were angry. But Paul and Alfred just laughed, until one of the wizards turned himself into an eagle and flew up onto their branch. He glared at them with evil eyes and hopped closer. They moved along the branch. The eagle hopped closer still. They moved further out. And then, suddenly, the branch cracked and snapped. Down it fell. They were shrieking and crying out and holding on as tight as they could. But this was no ordinary branch. It was a branch from the king of all the trees. The branch started swishing and flapping, and it began to fly. It crashed right into the horrible old eagle, turning him back into a wizard, who then fell on top of his awful friends. Paul and Alfred were so happy that they sang, "Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf?" They flew home to tell everyone what they had done, and all their friends were very proud of them. The branch from the tree was reamed and carved and polished by Paul's father, and was made into a beautiful, magic bassoon. Yes, the bassoon from that story was really my very own bassoon.
And is that the end of the story?
I don't know. Let's ask the bassoon.